Welcome to the Cab and Gab podcast, where we get drunk while discussing your favorite entertainment moments of the week. I'm your co-host, Sarah.
And I'm your co...
No, Luann.
Get out, Luann.
And I'm your co-host, Claire.
Luann, get out of here.
Shout out to our sponsor, Red's Wicked Apple Ale. Again, we're doing another cider. Yeah. Crazy.
It's cider season, y'all.
Hey, y'all. Let's go apple picking. Be fall. Be basic. Drink Red's.
Ooh, that was a crisp apple.
That was. Oh, I got to open mine. Hold on. We got multiple, so this episode might be real itchy.
Not only are these just cans, they're tall boys.
We're drinking, I know,
we're
guys.
Drinking cider tall boys. Like,
I feel like I should be at a frat party.
I feel like I should be
Do
like...
Do you bring tall boys to frat parties? I always brought the little mini bottles.
Tall boys? I don't know. I'm sure you... could and I'm sure I have.
Or a tall boy. As always, our producer Rosa is here with us.
Woo!
Woo!
Let's take a sip, ladies.
I'm gonna pour mine in a cup.
How bougie.
Classy.
Yeah. Balls to the wall for fall. Oh, she could spill
it. What a pour.
It's ooh. Smealing.
This is tasty.
This one, like, tastes exactly like apple juice.
Tastes wicked.
That's kind of nice. This is delicious.
It really is.
Go apple picking, wear your little Han Solo outfit, and drink some Reds.
Han Solo outfit to apple pick?
Yeah.
Is that from a movie?
No, it's the outfit that all the women wear during the fall season, where it's like their little vest and their long sleeve shirts and their jeans and their Uggs.
I see it, but it's definitely...
It's Han Solo. It's definitely Han Solo.
Yeah,
you're basic. Anyway, as always, we start our episodes off in a game. This time, it is two truths and a lie. Sexiest man edition.
Wow. Dun, dun, dun. It's getting sexy in here.
We gonna get real hot.
It's getting sexy.
Ooh. Gotta get my bleep ready. Ooh, it's gonna get that sexy.
Bleep.
A 5, 6, 7, 8.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Sexy.
So this week it was announced that Idris Elba is 2018's People Magazine Sexiest Man Alive.
As love him.
Had to take a drink. It's
I'm surprised
so
he didn't
hot.
Get it last year. It was Blake Shelton last year, right?
Yeah.
Blake Shelton.
What like a 180.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are going with older people though.
They
are. Just like nice. That.
I like
that.
It too. Give me men. Give yeah. me men.
Musky. What do you want, Rosa?
Men.
When do we want it?
Now.
I want a tall boy.
And a man.
These nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And that too.
These anyway. Nuts.
So this is how it's going to work.
Okay.
I'm going to give you two truths and a lie. So three different things, facts, okay. if you will, about the past five...
Okay.
Sexiest man alive.
Oh,
so I'll tell you who it is. I'll give you the facts, and you'll each have a chance to tell me what you think the lie is.
Okay.
Sound good?
Sounds
yeah.
great.
Okay, we're gonna kick it off with 2014 sexiest man alive, Chris Hemsworth.
Ooh.
Love him.
All right, ready? Chris has two brothers.
Uh-huh.
He gained 40 pounds to play Thor.
Uh-huh.
He appeared on Dancing with the Stars, Australia.
So we get
which
to say
is the guess lie. Which is the lie?
He appeared on Dancing with the Stars, Australia.
Okay, that's Sarah's choice.
That's my choice too.
Ooh, you're both wrong. Drink, please.
What was it?
He only gained 20 pounds to play Thor, not 40 pounds to
wow.
play Thor. He was already hunkalicious enough.
Wow.
And he's funny, too.
He's the best.
Him.
I honestly really
cute.
Enjoy. I actually like all three of the Hemsworth brothers.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
How about I love Liam. He's my favorite.
Liam's great. And then Luke, I think.
Luke.
Is,
yeah.
yeah.
That's
and he's
I was gonna
great
say, what's like the
Westworld.
Bonus Jonas?
He really,
yeah.
he really came up. All right, moving on to right. David Beckham was 2015's Sexiest Man Alive.
David Beck.
Ham.
Claire loves ham.
Sorry, I'm just
That's
hungry.
I do.
All right, That's here are the three facts. David played his first pro game for Manchester at 18.
Mm-hmm.
He gifted Posh, his wife, with a winery.
Oh.
And he has three sons and two daughters. Which could it be?
Three sons, two daughters.
Okay. And?
The winery.
The winery. And Sarah got this one right. He has three sons and one daughter.
They have so many kids.
They do. Yeah, they do. And their names are cute.
Brooklyn,
Romeo, Cruz, and Harper.
Those are cute.
Those are like eccentric enough, but still
not
like
weird.
Super adorable.
Not like Apple, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Also, did you hear that Posh is not going on the Spice?
Yes.
Yes.
She's the only one.
And it's only UK, which
she don't need the money. She don't need that money.
No.
All yeah, right. But do you think people will go without Posh?
I think they will. They have enough of a following. I would have gone if they were in the U.S. without Posh.
Right.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I was always a Baby and Ginger fan.
True.
I wish they were all there, but yeah. I would settle.
I feel like Posh got more popular when she left Spice Girls.
100%.
Totally.
She was never like the front runner.
Yeah. Right.
I feel like I Baby and Ginger were always the front runner.
She's not the Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
100%. Right. She's like the Lance Bass.
Yeah.
He also, I feel like, got more famous after
he left. Yeah, I think he did too.
Yeah. What's the other one? There's Joey Fatone.
Chris Kirkpatrick.
There you go. It's that one.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah.
Ready for the next sexy man, ladies? Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne.
I do love him.
That was the 2016 sexiest man.
That's
here
so
are your
funny.
Three.
Just feel like,
why?
I don't know. I just feel like I can't see him being on the cover of that. Maybe it's because I picture that old picture of him.
Oh my God.
Well, because he's also, like, silly. He's also a fun, silly guy.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Was Dwayne born and raised in Hawaii? His grandma was a wrestling pioneer.
Ooh, wow.
And he's scared of spiders.
Grandma was a wrestling pioneer.
That's the lie? Okay.
Yeah.
And Claire?
Born in Hawaii.
Ooh, Claire got this one!
Where was he born?
Dwayne was born in California, and he moved around a lot. They lived in New Zealand, they moved to Connecticut, and he spent his teen years in Hawaii. So he has a lot of that, like, Hawaiian culture because he, like, grew up there.
I thought it would be, like, too cliche for him to be part of, like, was he in Moana?
Yeah.
I feel like it would just be too cliche for him to have been born there.
The movie that Claire loves,
but I've never seen it. But I love it so much.
Did you drink, Sarah?
Yes, I did.
His grandma, so his whole family were wrestlers.
I didn't know that.
Dad, I mean, he's built like it. You can tell.
And his grandmother, which is so freaking cool.
So I knew his grandfather and his dad were, but I didn't know his grandma was.
Yeah.
So you learned that stuff.
Pretty dope.
The more you know.
Grandma Rock. Right?
Grandma,
that's what they
grandma
call her.
Grandma Rock.
Her name's Pebble.
It used to be Boulder, but she got a little smaller.
I like it. Oh, that's cute.
Aww.
All right. On next. Sexiest man for 2017 was, as we mentioned, Blake Shelton.
Blake.
Here is Blake's three maybe facts. He competed in beauty pageants alongside girls as a child. He rescued a man from a flood.
Oh.
And he was born into a country music family. Which could it be? What's the lie? What's the truth?
It's the music family.
Music family for Claire is the lie.
I'm gonna go with the saved a man from a flood.
Okay. And Claire is correct.
I feel like we'd know if his dad was like a famous
country
singer.
True. He did rescue a man from a flood. I think it was in like...
That's pretty cool.
That's crazy.
I want to say it was Ohio, but I don't know. I didn't write that one down.
Ohio.
He has pictures with this dude. He was like driving home in his truck and there was a dude stuck in a flood. And he like legit rescued him and then drove him home.
That's sweet.
So cute.
That's
but
bloody Blakey.
His mom worked at a beauty salon, and his dad was a car salesman.
And he was in pageants.
And he was in beauty pageants alongside girls as a child,
that's
which
cute.
I think is fabulous.
That is really cute.
All right. Last but not least, the man of the year, sexy, delicious Idris Elba.
Dun, dun, dun.
Woo!
All right. Tell me, which one's the lie? His celebrity crush is Nicole Kidman.
Mm-hmm.
He is a DJ who's worked with Jay-Z and Macklemore.
Mm-hmm.
He is an officer of the most excellent order of the British Empire.
Oh.
Which could it be?
The first one.
The first one. You don't believe the celebrity crush?
No.
Okay,
I'll
Claire?
Go with DJ.
DJ. And Sarah got this one right.
Wait, does this mean we tie?
Yeah. We've never had
a tiebreaker
before.
Chug.
chug.
Actually, should we just celebrate
yeah,
together?
Yeah, you try. Wow, that's so beautiful. Yeah. Also, if you wanted to know, he has had a torch for his celebrity crush his whole life, and it's Meryl Streep.
That's cute. That makes me love him even more.
Da 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 da.
Where's
we tied really good now.
That was lovely. Also, he is totally a DJ.
This time, yes, come on. The Macklemore song with him
is
really
amazing.
Lit.
I didn't know that. And yeah. The music video. I'm showing
it's
you the
so
music
good.
Video tomorrow. It's
it'll top. Make you yeah, love rips. Him even yeah. more.
That was fun, guys.
Thank you, Rosa. I'm gonna take a sip.
Also, all those sexy men.
Took a sip from my tall boy. Speaking of sexy men, have we been watching Joe on Dancing with the Stars? I know Claire's answer.
No.
Anyone? Anyone?
No, I haven't, okay. But I'm a full supporter.
Yes. Well, listen, he has definitely boosted up his confidence within the past couple of episodes. Mm-hmm. This probably won't shock you, but he's not a brilliant dancer. But he got his first 8 on the Halloween episode, which was last week's
What's
episode.
What's the highest?
The highest he's ever gotten was a 22 out of a 30. Now, most contestants around this part of the season
yeah.
get 30s out of 30s. Like, they're starting to get their first 10s.
Right.
They're getting up in, like, the high 20s. So his highest has been a 22 out of a 30. He got his first 8, which he was really excited about. This past episode, he got a 21 out of a 30 for his tango to Burning Man by Dierks Bentley.
God. Oh,
yeah. Okay. He also did...
He tangoed to a Dierks Bentley song?
Yeah, so it was Country Night, and it's very off-kilter because none of the songs match up with the dances at all, and it kind of looks very awkward in general. They do some, like, the ones that are slower...
The band plays it, right? Do they at least, reorchestrate it so it sounds like country?
So they have the legit country singers come in and sing it most times.
Yeah.
Or they'll just have, like, younger country singers come in and mm-hmm. and sing the newer songs or the older songs or whatever. Like they did Can't Help Falling in Love with You, but they did a waltz to that. And
got
there was like a newer country singer that came in and sang it.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends. It really depends. Waltzes to like slower country songs are great. Amazing. I love it. But
works.
Like a tango or like a foxtrot, it's a little awkward.
Oh, man.
But so this past episode, they had 2 different dances and they took the lowest scored contestants and they made them do group dances.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe and Bobby Bones, who I absolutely love.
Yeah,
he's
like
so
Bobby
cute.
His name is a wonderful.
He's a radio DJ, so
okay.
It's like very catchy. He's a country radio DJ. So a lot of the contestants, a lot of the singers, he has been the person who has given their careers a start. So like
gotcha.
It was kind of his night.
That's
and we were kind
cute.
Of worried that he was going to get eliminated, but he didn't. But yeah, so there was a group dance at the end of the night. And it was really awkward. Joe rode a what are those things called? The bull. Yeah, the bull riding things. Yeah, he rode a bull because he can't dance at all. And everyone else in the group were like really strong dancers. So he was just put on a bull for a while just to pretend to like
on the
ride
side
it. Yes.
And he got away with that?
He got away with it. And
was he riding it well?
No, he just looked weird the entire time.
That's so
I hated
awkward.
It. It made my skin crawl. It's funny though, because both him and Bobby Bones, who Bobby Bones also isn't that strong of a dancer, they have never been in fear of elimination ever.
Just favorites. Because they're popular.
They're popular.
Yeah.
I think it's
favorite.
Yeah.
I think it's rigged for like popularity.
There's some reasons why it's rigged. Like there is Tinashe, who just got signed on Fox's live adaptation of Rent.
Oh yeah.
She was eliminated a couple weeks ago. For no reason, even though she had top scores, and
she had a new commitment coming up.
Exactly, and ABC was like, "Yo, you working with Fox now? You gotta go."
Or
so
maybe she pulled out.
She
and
may
they
have.
Were like, "Well, we're not just gonna let you quit. We're gonna eliminate you.
Exactly,
we're gonna humiliate you."
So there's definitely some like behind the scenes things that happen because there's been oftentimes where there's been really crappy dancers that make it to the final 3, but have been like really big celebrities in the ABC market or the Disney.
Yeah.
Disney market for a while. But anyway, Jenna Johnson wrote this thing. I think it was for, like, Lifestyle magazine. She does, like, a blog for them every week about Dancing with the Stars. She said basically that she's shocked that they're still on the show, which makes sense because every time that they get their score that's higher than a 5, she looks like she's about to pass out.
She's Joe's partner?
Aww. Yeah, she's Joe's partner.
Oh, my God.
She's so cute. Yeah, she's so cute.
I like her.
And then next week is semifinals week, which means Joe made it into the semifinals.
Wow. How many people are in that?
I think there's
six couples.
5 or 6 couples.
Okay.
But there's also some other romance happening throughout the show. Alexis Ren, who, as you guys may know, annoys the crap out of me.
I don't really know anything about her.
There's not really much to know.
Is she one of the dancers?
She's a Instagram model who happened to get one of the Sports Illustrated rookie positions because she became so popular on Instagram.
Yeah.
People love her.
She's like a YouTube vlogger, too.
That makes sense. She is very much that kind of person. Mm-hmm. Her personality is a little over the top for me.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell she's kind of fakey in some instances. And this whole season, she's been using every moment because, like, they'll do little packages about the couple before they actually dance about their week and, like, them training and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And every time she does a package, it's something dramatic. Something dramatic happens. God. It's a sob story. It's something emotional. She was made fun of. It's like, it's always something. There's always, like, some
thing that... I wish that I became an Instagram model after being made fun of, Alexis Ren.
I know. And she's, like, perfect.
Like, everyone's made fun of, but, like, you're beautiful. So
I know.
Shut up.
Basically. But now her new...
I don't like her.
I know. Thank you. Join the club. Come to the dark side. But her new... like, story is that she's falling in love with her dancing partner, Alan.
How convenient.
I know.
Is he single and straight?
Allegedly, yes and yes. This latter part may be questionable, but,
But
I mean,
he's letting it happen.
Pretty much. Yes, he's letting it happen. They're super, super annoying. And she, in the Halloween episode, was like, I'm going to address the elephant in the room, that we have feelings for each other. And he, like, didn't say anything, apparently. And then this past episode...
he was standing next to her when she said that?
Yes.
And said nothing?
And she was like, I didn't even know that there was cameras in the room.
He was like,
I
don't see this elephant. Wait, she said it to him?
She said it to him.
And he didn't answer.
Yeah, he didn't answer. And he's like, well, yeah, no, I noticed it, whatever. He doesn't say anything back to her.
He's like, there's no elephant.
Yeah. And then, the best part was that she was like... oh my God, there was cameras in the room? I didn't even notice that there was cameras in the room.
I didn't know that there would be cameras for this TV show that we're filming together.
What? It's a reality show? There's cameras recording my every moment? How funny. It's like that kind of person that makes me want to claw my eyeballs out. The best part of this whole season was when she was up for elimination, but she didn't get eliminated, unfortunately. But anyway, so last episode, to make it short, she finally kissed Alan because they went to, like, a horseback riding farm and they fell in love because horse poop is an aphrodisiac, apparently.
Totally.
A lot of fans...
keep that in mind.
Yeah, right? Go to... if you ever want to, you know, get a tall boy and smooch a hot man.
Get a tall boy to buy you a tall boy.
Yeah. And go to a horse
smell
farm.
Smell some horse poop.
Smell some dookie. But, I was curious as to, like, what people were reacting to with this whole moment, especially if they're fans of her. Like, I was already originally...
in the package or on stage in the dance?
In the package. Oh. So it was pre-recorded.
Yeah.
And
convenient.
Everything was already set up and the romantic moment was already there. But yeah, I was curious as to what her fans were saying because I was like, I'm already annoyed by her presence.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm going to hate every moment that she's on the show. But a lot of her fans were saying that they were kind of annoyed by the kiss because she apparently broke up with her last boyfriend very suddenly before the show. And she didn't mention anything about the breakup publicly.
Oh.
Or, like, mentioned a few things, but it wasn't anything like this.
Big, yeah.
Then once she was on the show, she magically started having feelings for Alan and then decided to express her emotions on national TV. And because of this, a lot of her fans are calling her a sellout, that she's looking for screen time,
right?
That she's, like, looking for, like, more people to follow her and publicity and for like people to get those heartstring stories.
Was her ex-boyfriend anybody notable?
I have no idea. I saw his name, but I didn't know who he was. I'm sure he's something in Instagram.
When did they stop dating, though?
It was like a week or two.
Dancing with the Stars?
It was like a week or two before the show started.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if there's any tea in there. I thought it was kind of tea-ish.
I mean, she sounds like the kind of girl that would break up with him just in case she something could make happened. This like a love story plot line.
Right.
You know? Super planned out.
I mean, if you're an Instagram model, you don't have much longevity for your career.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also, it's amazing that she's got the rookie status on Sports Illustrated because that's a huge honor, especially as a model. But at the same part, like, she has to know that that lifestyle isn't going to be forever. Like, there has to be something else that she's going to do eventually. And then maybe, like, when she got Dancing with the Stars, she saw this opportunity. She wanted to put herself out there. I mean, like, again, I don't blame her for doing this, but also, like, girl, stop.
It is weird how, like, people that are, like, reality stars, I feel like they just plan their next move so much. Like, even all the rumors, like, oh, Kim and Chris Humphries only got married for TV. Like, can you imagine, like, I don't know, breaking up with your significant other or getting married just for your TV show.
Right. That's like, insane. What? But these people think
and
like that.
And pretending it's real, though.
Yeah.
Like, or maybe they don't. Maybe they're not delusional and they know it's a plan. But, like, what if they're just delusional?
They might be. I mean, they somehow it's got to this point where people like to watch them on reality television shows, so there has to be something.
Well, think of us. Too. Like, our decisions we make, no one cares. You do it for yourself. Imagine making decisions based off, like, the whole world watching a show about you and, like, oh, well, what would be interesting in 3 months? Like, that is so weird.
It's crazy.
True.
And also have a whole team backing them to tell them that, like, this is going to work over this. People are going to love this more than this and whatever.
So weird.
But to put a little cherry on top of this tea sundae, she tweeted out on November 2nd, if you guys really think I would fake my feelings for a TV show, then you don't really know me at all.
Oh, well, I guess we don't know her. I guess we don't know you, Alexis.
Oh, my God. We know you through social media, so we really know you because you're on social media.
We don't know you because you're a D-list celebrity on Dancing with the Stars.
Take all the seats. All the seats. And I hope you get eliminated. I'm sorry. I'm over it. I'm over it.
Yeah.
Is she any good?
Yes, and that's the annoying part. And she has big boobies, and her waist is really tiny. And
they're
Len,
fake.
Who's
of
one
of...
They're huge.
They're fake, for sure.
Of course. They have to be, because her frame would not be able to grow something that large. There's no way on God's green earth that her boobies would be real. But anyway, that's besides the point. And every time she dances, and I know they're going to say this, the judges are going to love her every time she dances. I sit there, and I'm like,
well, she's definitely going to win.
No, there's some better contestants that have been getting consistent tens.
Well,
yes.
Well,
anyway,
I wonder how long her and the guy will last after this ends.
Probably not that
zero
long.
0 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zero
the
days.
Only love story I'm concerned about with Dancing with the Stars is Jenna and Val. That's it.
I mean,
I'm
clearly.
Out.
And they're going on tour together. Dancing with the Stars is going on tour.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's
cute.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Are we
super
going?
Cute.
Definitely not.
Sorry, I just burped.
Zero
yes.
Would.
I had a. I got so excited. I had a little burp get released.
Get
it's
a little
fine.
Wicked apple.
A little wicked red. Wicked. Apple.
Wicked.
I feel like if I was a cider, this would be my name.
Wicked.
Uh-huh.
Red's
oh,
wicked
Red's
apple.
Wicked.
Oh, yeah, because you're a redhead.
Duh.
Mine would be like, I hate Sarah apple.
Yours would be poop, McPoop face.
Yeah, probably.
Apple.
Most
speaking
likely.
Speaking of apples.
Speaking of poop McPoop face, let's do a quick little update on our Jersey Shore friends.
Sure. Let's
some
talk
things
about
are going
it.
On. Not too much, but Mike and Lauren got married last week, so that's nice. If you don't know, they're high school sweethearts.
High school.
Was that yours?
That was my phone.
Oh. Sorry. College sweethearts. not high school. I feel like people don't say college sweethearts. It's not really a thing.
It's weird. You just start dating.
I'm not
going to
say that. I'm just going to say they have been dating since college.
Yes.
That's weird.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. No
but
one's
they're older, so maybe that's why.
But, like, no one is a sweetheart in college. You're all, like, miserable nightmares. So
you're stressed wearing sweatpants.
That's hilarious. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, because in high school, you're, like, cute, I guess. No,
are you?
No, you're not. You're hormonal and weird.
Yeah.
High school.
No one's sweet
but
ever.
But if you say high school sweetheart, that's cute. That's really cute. Middle school sweetheart, kind of weird.
Kind of creepy.
Me. Right. College sweetheart, I'm like, you're adult. You're adult.
Yeah. Okay, so they've been dating since college. Who knows since, actually. Maybe they broke up for a little, because I don't...
I feel like they broke up.
They definitely did because he wasn't in college on Jersey Shore originally.
No, he was sleeping around all throughout so Jersey Shore in general.
So they're not even college sweethearts.
No, college
sweethearts. They dated in college. They broke up, and now they're back together, yes. I guess.
They met each other in college.
They know each other from college.
They started dating in college.
Drink. They still don't even know each other.
I'm drinking.
Take a drink. Oh, this college sweetheart thing is really getting
They met in college, dated once, broke up at the Jersey Shore.
Who even knows if that's the truth? Anyway, Mike and Lauren did get married, and the cast was there to celebrate. Everyone but Sammy's sweetheart, actually. So right. Snooki, JWoww, their daughters.
I'm shocked.
I think they have boys, too, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Snooki has a boy.
Snooki and...
Oh, no, they both do.
Yeah, JWoww has a boy.
I think they both brought their kids, and then pregnant
Cute.
Dina, Ronnie... Pauly, Vinny, apparently some of the Jersey Shore bros were in the wedding party as groomsmen.
Wow.
But it is interesting timing because Mike, as you know, is going to jail soon for tax evasion.
Jeez.
His sentence starts January 15th in 2019, so pretty much he has a few months left. At least he got married before that, but, like, why?
I think because he wants
to... How long is he in jail?
He will be in jail for 8 months. I'm sure he'll get, like, the celebrity treatment where he gets out in, like, 4 or 5.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's not that bad, actually. He could knock her up and still get out before the birth.
That's super pathetic that we're like, it's not that bad, but
like, I couldn't even last 8 hours, but,
But it makes sense. He's probably just, like, ensuring the fact that he still has her post-release.
What is with all, like, the Jersey reality TV stars getting, like, tax evasion jail time? Teresa.
I know.
They must have, like, learned the trade from each other.
Yeah. Well,
right?
New Jersey's just so expensive. It's, like,
you
keeping up with the Joneses is, like, keeping up with, like, the gods,
money.
Roman gods.
Right.
Like, it's so expensive.
You have to have a very high credit card debt and evade taxes.
Well, just like the housing is so expensive in New Jersey. I get that, I guess, but not really because just don't lie on your taxes.
Yeah. And also, like, live comfortably.
Yeah.
How far along is Lauren?
She's not pregnant.
She's not pregnant.
Oh.
I was saying if she did get knocked up before he left, he would only be in jail 8 months, so he could get out and
That's
still see
amazing.
A birth.
Right.
So...
If they're the reality stars that I think they are, they're doing that shit.
Oh,
right?
Definitely.
Oh, my God. And then, like, a spinoff where it's, like, she's alone, like... like going through the pregnancy and like he's in jail, but like wait,
and she's
a visit.
This situation's real life situation.
Baby situation.
The baby situation.
Call them and pitch it.
Hello.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be shocked because the wedding is being filmed for an MTV special, which is why people are saying Sammy's sweetheart did not come because she thinks that being in front of the cameras and all that is just too toxic.
It
she
is.
Doesn't want to return to Jersey Shoreland.
Wow.
She definitely probably didn't want to see Ronnie. Don't blame her for that. I don't even know what's going on with Ronnie and his girlfriend because it's too much. I didn't even try to look it up.
I don't even care.
But Sammy did make an appearance last week with the rest of the girls from Jersey Shore.
Aww.
Dina's baby shower.
That's cute.
She is going to give birth soon to a baby boy. Snooki, JWoww, Angelina, and Sammy were all there. Yeah, I'm a little surprised that the Dirty Hamster was there.
Me too.
But nice.
That's awesome. That's really cute. She's like a very adorable pregnant woman. The latest episodes of Family Reunion, they had Dina come up to Atlantic City. And or go down to Atlantic City,
yeah,
I guess.
For them, yeah.
Yeah. And Pauly D was performing for his birthday, and she's like, everyone's out drunk, dancing around, having a good time, and Dina's just there, like, fist bumping and trying to, like, dance a little bit with her big ass belly.
Doesn't Pauly D have, like, an illegitimate son somewhere?
Daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So Mike's the only one without a kid.
Correct.
I guess maybe Angelina doesn't.
And
I don't know
Vinny.
Anything about her life. Oh, yeah, and Vinny.
Vinny.
Okay, but yeah, it is funny. A lot of them have moved on with their lives.
It's crazy.
Families.
It's crazy. Did you see the new show that Snooki's hosting, the How Far Is Tattoo Far?
No, but that sounds horrific.
Oh, my God.
How Far Is Tattoo Far?
It's very far.
That's like a punny name.
It's great. It's absolutely great.
Yeah,
it's addicting.
Good,
kudos.
I'm, like, scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared to watch it. Honestly.
First of all, they clearly filmed the entire season of the show in one day because Snooki's in the same outfit every single episode. She's in this, like...
Small budget for Snook.
Basically. She's in, like, a black onesie and... jeans and huge ass heels and has like a red
I mean how many episodes I guess like you could just film like
easily.
One day of, like, a few different people coming into a tattoo parlor, right? Yeah.
Wheel of Fortune that shit and do it all in one day.
A lot of reality shows are, I mean, like, the contest stuff are like that as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. So if you guys don't know what How Far a Tattoo as Far is they have different couples.
Sorry, what was that?
I would go on that one.
Tattoot fart.
But the basic concept of the show is that two couples, so it can be like best friends, enemies, ex-lovers.
Sounds dangerous.
Engaged couples, boyfriend, girlfriends, whatever.
Podcast host, coworkers.
Yes, we should go on it.
I would never.
They go on it and they decide. Yes. Oh, we would have really cute tattoos. I would give you a cute one.
You choose great ones.
Yeah, you can choose.
So they wouldn't take us.
Right. Yeah, but isn't the premise you have to teach them a lesson through the tattoo?
But it doesn't have to be negative or it can be a positive lesson. Yeah,
okay, so I could give you a heart and say, like, you should love yourself.
Yeah. Right.
But I would probably give you a poop and say you're a little shit.
Because that's you. That's you. That's who you are as a human being. I wouldn't expect anything else. But like
Rosa, I would give like a flower and be like, you're the light of my life.
I see how it is. I would just get a huge dookie. It'd be Al Roker shitting on my leg.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, the
blonde one.
The Floribama Shory went on. It was the blonde one and Nielsa and
I
forget the other one.
I want to say it's Courtney, but it's not.
It's not. But anyway,
Courtney is the other girl.
Yeah, the one that pees all over everything.
Yeah. Oh, God. What is her name? That's going
to
bother me.
She literally pees every episode.
Yeah. The girl that
she's the only name that I can't remember from the house right now.
I can't remember her name. But anyway, so they got like really sweet tattoos for each other. The one got like a mermaid one. It was her as a mermaid because she loves mermaids. And it was like to prove that like you're a magical mermaid all the time. That's and then the other one got Nilly the Squid because that's her Instagram name and her nickname. She got like a squid version of her, but it was cute. It looked like Ursula.
From the pictures I saw too, like they're big.
Yeah. They're huge. It was like a whole thigh piece for both of them.
You should get a squid version of me on your leg.
Pass. Hard pass.
Squid Claire.
Ew. I hate even the name.
I think it's like Claire Squid.
I am Squid Claire.
Well, like it's like Squidward, but like Squid Claire.
Aww.
Squid Clard. What would you give me?
A sponge, Sarah.
I'd give you a pigeon.
Oh, honey.
Claire hates pigeons, everyone. Attention. Alert the media.
They're not Claire. Real. They're robots.
Did I tell you I'm going to...
I give you a robotic...
They're a government conspiracy to spy on us. Have you ever seen a baby pigeon and they don't migrate south for the winter? Think about those facts and get back to me.
Baby pigeon do 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 do.
Baby pigeon do 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 do.
I can't believe you're singing this song.
Because baby pigeons don't exist.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
They're conspiracy
theory. Baby pigeon do 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 do. I am going to gift Claire 100 pigeons for Christmas.
I'd like to see you try.
10 pigeon pigeons.
Her front door.
It me. It must. 100 pigeons.
So, bonjour. Okay, so some of them had good tattoos.
As long as like someone gifts me a gun, you can do that.
Oh my god. So some of them have really good tattoos. Some of them have really bad tattoos. Like there's this one that happened recently where she got a huge chest piece, like literally right over her one boob.
Jesus.
That it was the two girlfriends, like they were friends, two girlfriends spitting into the other girl's boyfriend's mouth, and it says thruple, ? She was asking her to be the third person in their relationship because they have threesomes together, and she found out that she loves her through their threesomes.
Who found out?
The one girl who was in a relationship with the boy.
But does the boy love her?
I don't know. Great question.
Also, why she got pissed spitting,
off.
Though?
Wait, that she got pissed off?
Like she got pissed off. The girl got pissed off. She's like, I'm never talking to you again. Like, I'm shutting this down. They had to, like,
so now they're
her
not
going to
be a thruple, allegedly.
I'll drink for the curse. You made a. What? How? I would never even draw that and give it to you on a piece of paper. Like, put it on your chest.
She was like, now I have to go home and pretend that I didn't get a tattoo. And, like, all this stuff.
Okay,
I was like,
well, you signed up for the tattoo thing.
And she put it over her titty.
And if your relationship to these people is that you're known for having threesomes with them, and that's your only like, don't you think it'll an anonymous tattoo about them? It's gonna kind of go back to that. Yep.
Another girl was this other girl's bully, and she tattooed a ball sack on her butt. like, so it would
What's the lesson?
That she's a bully. She should stop being an asshole.
She did it to the bully.
The bully. Oh. Like, this girl was, like, good friends, and then she started bullying her.
Do you remember what the bully put on the other girl?
Ooh. I don't remember.
No.
Justin Bieber.
Remember. But I just remember the ball sack. It was funny. Right. But anyway, so Angelina and her soon-to-be husband, who knows, went on the show, and Angelina gave him, oh no, Chris gave Angelina a tattoo of an engagement ring that says third time's the charm, and it was right on her thigh because it's the third time she's been engaged.
She was
really pissed off because, like, she was like, your mom's gonna know that I've been engaged three times. I'm like, if she watches any of the Jersey Shore, she's gonna know everything about her.
Yeah, really.
Right.
You're on Us Weekly. Like, shut up.
The best part was Angelina's tattoo for Chris.
Yeah.
It was a hamster, like a really cute cartoon hamster.
No.
Period shitting on his thigh.
Period shitting?
So do you remember on the show?
Both of those things at once.
Oh my God.
So it was like blood and also
and
poop.
No, I don't remember that.
Squirting
episode.
Out of the hamster's behind.
What?
That happened to her on the show? She period pooped in public on his leg?
So she, no, not on his leg. Oh. It was in the backseat of a car. So it was on like the.
I was young when I watched it.
No, it was.
Went right over my head.
It was recently.
Wait, it was on the reunion.
She tried to fart.
On the Jersey Shore reunion?
Yes.
Oh.
She tried to fart. She had her period, so we all know what happens. And she also
Al
Roker'd with blood.
She's the bloody Al Roker.
She's the bloody Al Roker.
I literally have nothing to say. I'm sitting in the corner with my head down low.
She just pushed a little too hard. Too much stuff came out. She wasn't expecting it.
No. Right, I mean, listen. Females get their periods once a month for years and years and years. Yeah. I can attest that's never happened to me.
I've never shit myself.
Never.
We've already talked about how
I
we
know.
Have not.
Okay.
Yes. But I've also never bloody shit myself.
That's good to know.
I've never Al Roker'd.
You never Al Roker'd yourself.
Okay, wait. So
Crimson Al Roker'd myself.
Come into play?
Because she's a dirty little hamster.
She's a dirty little hamster. It's her nickname.
What's
the lesson for him?
That she's a dirty little hamster shit on his leg for the rest of her life.
Don't hang out with dirty little hamsters.
Yeah.
I would fucking leave that bitch in a second.
Frick.
Ew, Rose and
we're
cursing.
Drinking this wicked red and I was
wicked red.
Wicked dirty little hamster red.
Put that in you. Guys.
Yeah, you just period.
Listen, that's what happens when you sign up to go on a show called
How Far Is
How
Fart
far
Fart?
Is tat toot toot fart toot.
You know what? I guess I didn't know it could be that far.
That's ridiculous.
Because I saw that picture and I was like, okay, it's shitting, I guess.
Yeah. You
no,
know
it's
that
shitting.
Like she didn't come up with that too. It's the producer
100%.
Thing. Like, maybe you should do a hamster, like a dirty little hamster. It's like, wait, didn't you period shit yourself? Maybe you should do a hamster.
Shitting.
Ew, wait, so where is it on his leg?
His thigh.
Ew.
And it's low enough, I feel like you could see it out of his bathing suit bottoms. Or
can you imagine?
Would probably be covered up.
Having an intimate time with your husband, fiance, every time you are, one, reminded of the fact that you've been engaged three times and broken it off. That's like already.
Yeah.
I don't want to remember that. And then you have to look at this hamster doing that.
I also think they're both bad on her. Like, what is he bad for? Like,
so, there's no lessons on his part.
Yeah.
But also, like, they're really weird in general because on the show, she was, like, to make out with Vinny and, like, grind on Vinny the entire time while he was there watching it. And he was, like, pushing her to do it more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they weird.
They should have brought Vinny on.
A throuple.
Given him out. The chest tattoo is a thruple.
Chris, Vinny spitting into Angelina's mouth. Thruple?
Spitting into the mouth? Like, that's what the thruple tattoo was?
Yeah, it was two girls spitting into this dude's mouth.
Okay.
Oh, I couldn't vision.
That makes it even
it
so
was
much
like a
worse
sh-
not to
I'm
get back to that.
I'm assuming it was spit. I
okay.
was assuming it
Would
was spit.
Would you Well,
oh my God.
It could be.
We don't know.
It could be Red's wicked apple cider.
They're just huge Red's Wicked Apple Ale fans, and she just chugged a shit ton of it and just spit it right back.
She birded it. I thought last week we talked too much about shit.
I know. We really outdid ourselves.
We took it to another level.
Baby shorts. Baby shorts. Baby shorts.
Oh, shorts. Okay, I was saying shits.
Oh,
sorry.
But I thought you were saying sharks, and I was like, I don't get it.
tomato, tomato.
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do-do. Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do-do. Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do-do. Baby sharks.
Ooh. Wow.
Anyway, that's Sound our bad. Episode. Wait, but would you rather get the dirty hamster or the Thrubble?
Oh my
In any God. Location you want.
Oh, any location?
Yeah.
First of all, I would get them, like, minimized.
No, you have to no, get them. To get okay, them the so they size. Have to be, they They're have to huge. Be at least, like, few inches by a few inches.
She's doing
you can't,
she's
miming. You can't put one, like, like a fingernail size. Like, would you rather get a normal size sharding period hamster or thruple? Maybe putting apple cider in
I would
mouth.
Get a period so sharding hamster, but I would put the hamster on my like
your
back,
cheek.
But oh. like a tramp stamp, so it looks like the poop, the period poop
Ew.
Was coming out of my butt.
Why would you do that?
Cute, right?
Yeah, and I'd put it on my forehead.
Yeah, see, we're both weird.
I'd put it around my nipple.
Aww. It's a hamster. It's not my boob.
I'm so disgusted, you guys. Like, I don't know what you mean.
All right, Rosa, your turn.
Where would you put it?
I think I would get the hamster because maybe it would be easier to convince people it's something else.
I'm not into threesomes, I swear.
I think I would get on my butt cheeks a thruple one. But have eat the two girls spitting on it both cheeks. Like either
oh,
cheek.
Oh, spitting between cheeks. We're spitting
and
between
then
cheeks.
The tramp stamp part says thruple. Question
oh,
mark.
Yes.
There was
so this, then if someone's like, what's that tattoo? And then you pull down your pants, they're like, oh, you were confused. About what the thruple is?
You mean pulling your shirt up because no. your pants have to be off if you are if no. the thruple's on your butt cheek.
No, no, no.
She's
okay.
just
the
to take
word,
your pants off.
The word thruple is yeah. on my tramp stamp.
Yeah,
girl, Winnie the Pooh the shit out of
so
the scenario.
So you can see that, okay? So you can see thruple in a bathing suit,
yeah. right?
But what they don't know is the hidden two girls on one, yeah. like each cheek, and then the man
They're
in the middle of the cheek.
Between.
So if someone says, what's thruple question?
You just see two legs on
Got
either
you.
Cheeks.
You can pull down your swim trunks and you can say,
your swim
for
trunks.
Further clarification, here's two girls.
Also, like, spread my cheeks.
Yeah. yeah. See the man yeah. in the middle. I'm looking at the man in my butt crack.
Spinning. And if they ask, you know, like, what are they spinning? Obviously, it's red apple.
Red, yeah.
Cider.
Yeah.
Wicked, red's wicked apple
You're
cider.
Welcome. On the same episode, there was a girl who got a tramp stamp that said, I like it in my dot, dot, dot.
Oh.
What? Oh.
Right above.
Could be purse.
Her butthole. My I mean, that's nature's purse.
Her brain.
Is your butthole.
Are you sure about that?
Also, like, a lot of people like that,
I don't think
so we
so.
Shouldn't judge them. Listeners, we're not judging
we're
you.
Not, yeah, we're not, yeah, whatever floats your boat.
Well, no, that's not true. I'm judging you if that's your purse. Like, don't get your keys up there.
Okay, you're right.
Is that Nate? Well, okay.
I gotta unlock my car real quick.
Listeners, don't put things up your butthole.
Yeah, don't
that
do that.
Are not for your butthole.
Okay.
Anyway, that's our episode. Thank you so much for listening.
Anyway, next week our guest is Al Roker and Angelina and her fiancé to talk about sharding.
Oh.
Baby shark.
Baby shark. Baby shark. This is a horrible episode. I'm so sorry. Never listen to this podcast again and have a great night.